And let us pray first. O gracious Heavenly Father, I humble myself, Lord. This is it, Lord, when you call. I respond to your call, Father, to share your word with my brothers and sisters. Whatever I say or speak, Lord, is according to your will. Let the Holy Spirit help me to remember, and also your people that listen your word, that they will open and empty their vessel. Fill them your love and your spirit, Father. When they come home, they have a new relationship with you. I ask this, Father, if there are any praise in my name, forgive me, Lord. The praise belongs to you, not me, Father. In Jesus, amen. It's already 12:05, and it's also if you want to leave, you can also leave, okay? But if you want to stay, you can stay, okay? Because we will study the words of God today, okay? Okay, when I was growing up in the Philippines, I live in different families who did not always go to church. I don't have family. When I see the church, you have a family sitting together, loving each other with your children. Be thankful for that. Because the first thing I have family, but was destroyed. Because the devil don't want a happy family. So they have always quarrel. They have alcohol. They have adultery in my family. And I grew up with abusive. And I have physical, spiritual, emotional, and also sexual abusive. But even though I grew up in the family, but I heard one time with my mother, come, let us worship. I don't know what worship before, but the song that I remember, will there be any stars in my crown? Do you have any star? I can sing in our dialect. Dunabay bitoon sa purong purong ko, ditoon niya sa kalangitan. Means, do I have a crown and the stars when I go to heaven? It stuck on my brain. And then one day my aunt said, you know the truth, bring them to the church. So she took me to the church and walked to the Sabbath school room. And I have a great Sabbath school. The first time I heard, I was shocked. Sit down. Jesus. I never see Jesus' picture before. You know, Sabbath school is really important for children. I see Jesus' picture smiling on me. And I don't know the song. I don't know how to sing the song. But I remember, he said, Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Thank you, my brother. By the way, the song that I, sitting at the feet of Jesus, we practice. I really appreciate, thank you, choir, for your kindness to learn this song. Because our pianist said, can you have another song? And you go, no. Because this song is really important in my message. I'm sitting at the feet of Jesus when I was a kid. Oh, and thank you so much for singing that with me. Okay. So I said, okay, next Sabbath, I'm coming to the church with this. But fortunately, you know, the family that I grow up, they go to church, different church. I go different church. Okay, so my cousin said, okay, we go to the church. I told the same church, which I was looking forward to attend. However, we drove through by the church and went to the Baptist church. But in my mind, what I'm doing, I'm looking at the other church, your church. Your church. I am not that church yet. So when I sat down over there, put over there, I see the different picture of your church. The teacher's story about the second coming. And you know, I am a movie goer before. I love movies. So when the teacher said, when Jesus come, the fire will come out on the earth. And I said, So I have different pictures of Jesus on this church and your church. And I said, and the other one, they will have a big ant. They squish you and eat you. And I said, oh boy. And I said, Lord, this is you? So my thinking of Jesus, your Jesus, is tyrant. It's not a loving God. So I grew up with all this emotional. I work hard. God knows what you go through, but He will reach your heart deeply. And I surrender, go, Lord, I just do what I want to do. I work, and when I was a kid, I do my chores really fast, done, and I go out and sneak out. And I say, play, and then here's my name. I have a lot of names. They have Tikai, Bibi. I was, you know, when I heard even a shh, oh boy, I have to run. And I said, oh, you did not finish. I'm done. I just quiet. Very seldom I talk when I'm growing up. And also because I moved too much, I repeatedly first grade 3 times. I don't have the book. I don't have paper to write on. I don't know how to do that. 3 times. So I said, it doesn't matter with me. I just play and work, play and work. As long as I do my work, and they will say, Jesus will not love you if you are not good. Jesus loves only the good one. So I have to be a good girl so Jesus will love me. But I fail. I'm not perfect. But I don't understand love. I never heard children be thankful for your parents that they said, I love you. You have to be thankful for your spouse to say, I love you. Because when I'm growing up, I never said, hear it, I love you. When is the last time that you put your arms to your children or to your spouse to say, I love you? Remember that. And I'm growing up, and then later on, I was so sick, they put me to other family. And he said, my mother, you have to go over there. I don't know them. Why should I go over there? So you should go because they will help you. He go, no. So you stay only 1 week, but I'm staying with my different aunties. So I never saw these people. So I went different island because Philippines is made of different islands. So I went to different islands. So I'm waiting for my mother to come. Sunday, Monday, Sunday. Friday, one of my aunts said, we will clean up. He go, why we clean up? The house is clean. It's Saturday. Saturday. What is Saturday? Do you have party? Mm-hmm. You have parties? So no, there's no parties over here. We go to church tomorrow. Church? Why not Sunday? Why is church? So, on that moment when I went to the church, I said, this is what I was looking for. I was in love. Even you become, know the truth, God will love you. But the devil hated that. So I go through a lot of stuff. I don't know how to read. When I was 16, I was baptized. And one of the teachers said, can you help me in Sabbath school? Okay. So to be obedient, you have to be obedient. You cannot say any words if you're scolded. There's a Filipino here, right? Uh-huh. Zip your mouth. Children, you are here. You talk against, you know, to your parents. But back home, I cannot. I have a lot of spanking. You can, yeah, you can still see scar on my legs. Mm-hmm. So doesn't matter for me when I knew Jesus. And then Jesus, I said, you teach. And go, teach. Remember, I don't know how to read. Even when I was 16, I have a hard time reading. But because of the family worship evening and morning, I learned how to read. Not me, but Christ that showed me how to read. And I was so afraid I'm not showing up. When I teach the Sabbath school when I was 16, oh Lord, I don't know how to teach the children. Use me, the song, use me. So from that on, I was teaching in the children department. And I don't know why I'm still here teaching in the children department, you know. So I said, sometimes downfall, even you serving the Lord, you have trials and temptation. So one day I was crying, Lord, somebody just love me who I am. I was so desperate because I don't find me. I have my cousins like that, but there's nobody that to talk about your feeling, to train you how to date. Father, go out and date with your young kids. So when they go out, they know how to be proper on the date. That's why I told my husband, you must go out, date with your daughter. Father, I don't have a father figure. I don't have a mother figure. I am so thankful when I become in your church. You are my family. That I can depend, that I can talk to you. That you can pray for me. When I came over here, I was not good. But if I name a lot of you, thank you so much for praying for me to stand before you through God. Does God really cares for me? Now, if you need this, if you know this song, you can sing with me too. I want to tell you what God cares for you. I'm not a choir. I don't have a good voice, but just listen the lyrics, please. I would love. It's okay. It's okay to get mistake, right? Thank you, Jackie. Oh, praise the Lord. Give glory to the Lord. Thank you for singing. This is one for you too. He cares for you. Does God really cares for me? And in now, we need your Bible. Okay? Now, in Isaiah 43:4, this is what he says. Since you were precious in my sight, you have been honored, and I have loved you. Even in Jeremiah 31:3. Yes, I have loved you with what? Everlasting love. God's never-ending love for you and me is far beyond our understanding. He loves you as though you were the only one soul in this universe. He would have given his life for you and for me, even if there has been no other sinner to redeem. That's why I said, Lord, you really cares about me? This is the word that I say, Lord, thank you so much for loving me, because even though I'm not good enough. And he said, I demonstrate my love to you. Kids, you know, John 3:16. Can you do that, kids? Who can do that, kids? John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Even in John 4, 1 John 4, 9 and 10. In this is the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent his only begotten Son so into the world that we might live from him. And this is love, but that that he loved us and sent his Son to be propitiation for our sin. I have a hard time. I said, Randy, help me. But I'm so thankful Randy gave me a phone that they will teach you how to pronounce it. Your English word is so difficult. I tell you. My tongue goes, okay. But, okay. Propitiation. That's how you pronounce it. So the meaning of that is the acting of atonement. God is dying for us. Because he loved us so much deeply, he was willing to see his only Son suffer and die rather than be separated from you and from me for eternity. We will not be able to understand, but he did it just for you and for me. And I said, Lord, I am a sinner. I am a thief. I am an adulterer. I am who I am, Lord. But Jesus said, how could you love me like me, Lord? In Romans 5:8. But God demonstrated his love toward us in that while we were still, what? Sinner, Christ died for us. I really don't understand that yet. Certainly not because I'm earned it or deserve it. Not one of us has earned anything except the wages of sin is what? That's in Romans 6:23. But God's love is unconditional love. He loves the thief like me, the murderers. Even you are not killing the person, but when you think about it, you are a murderer. It's me, Lord. Adulterer. He also loved the selfish. I am selfish. Hypocritical. And profane. Blasphemer. But the greatest of all, he loves me. And because he knows that my sin can lead only to misery and death, he wants to save me from my sin. How can? That's why he died. That's why he died. What is the debt for me? What is Jesus? Why he died for me? I asked my question, why he died? Nobody cares about me when I'm growing up. I have emotional, I have physical, I have everything. You died for me, Lord? In John 1 John 3:1. If you open, or you can read it too. Behold what manner of love that the Father has bestowed on us, that we may should be called children of God. You are the children. So, wow, I am the children. I'm the child of God. You are the child of God. But as many as receive him, to him he gave the right to become the children of God, to those who believe in his name. You can find that in John 1:12. Christ did to satisfy the death penalty against me. He was born as the Son so he could suffer the kind of this death I deserve. I not deserve. He died for me. Then he offered to give me the credit. What? The credit? For what he did. In other words, his sinless life is credited to my account so I can be accounted as righteous. His death is accepted by God the Father as a full payment for all my past wrongdoing. I don't have strength when I practice this. That's why I have my handkerchief to do, because I said, Lord, I'm not good enough. Your sin, the death of the cross, is credited. And accepted that he did. As the gift, I am taken into God's own family as his children. Remember, I don't have a family. Be thankful for your family. Now I found you as my family. Jesus died for you. And on that Gethsemane.
To the garden still, his steps were heavy and slow. Love and a prayer took him there, to the place only he could go. Gethsemane, Jesus loves me, so he went willingly to Gethsemane. He felt all that was said, wicked or bad, was the pain we would ever know. While his friends were asleep, he thought to keep his promise made long. Thank you.
in that Gethsemane, the battle was won by Jesus. He gave his gift to me and to you. And I said, Lord, how can I receive you in my life? The first of things I said, I have to admit that I am a sinner. In Romans 3:23, all have sinned. Though I know not only me that sin, all have sinned. I am doomed to die. The wages of sin is death. Romans 6:23, in Gethsemane, I have my Savior. I cannot save my life. Without me, you cannot do nothing. John 15:5. So he died for me. I believe on that. But still, God wants me to lead me to the truth. After you know Jesus, because there is a lot of tradition on me and superstition that I have. Jesus wants to wash that in my brain. So the biggest thing is that Jesus helped me to understand it is about the death. When Jesus died for me, because that's the biggest deception. That's the greatest first deception that was done on the Garden of Eden. He said, you will not surely die. You will not surely die. So we believe, I believe, what is the greatest deception, that when we die, we will come back. How come the first time I'm here in this world? In Genesis 2:7, and the Lord God formed a man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostril and the breath of life. And the man became what? A living. So when the person died, the dust will return to the earth as it. And the spirit will go turn to God who give it. You can find in Ecclesiastes 12:7. The body will return. And the spirit is more S, not higher key, but the letter key. So spirit is the breath of Jesus. So when I was growing up, there's a lot of that that said the spirit is coming and the soul is coming. Do you know what is soul? You want to know what is soul? Close your eyes. Oh, everybody, close your eyes. Everybody, no peeking, close your eyes. Left or right, you can, you know, but close your eyes. You think that beside you is the soul? Open your eyes. There's a living soul beside you. This is your living soul beside you. Okay, because me, as I'm growing up, the soul on December, on what you call this October, over here you have Halloween. We cook food to bring in cemetery because your loved ones that's dead, they will come and eat the food that you will offer. But God says no. He lead me to the truth. Once you love the Lord, he guides you to the truth. The big lie origin in the garden with the universe's greatest liar. Adam and Eve had been perfectly happy in the obedience of God's law. They were constant witness against Satan, claimed that God's law is oppressive and contrary to the well-being of his creature. Further, Satan was envious as he looked upon the beautiful home prepared for the sinless pair. Your beautiful home, Satan is looking at that. He will not give up. But the words of God is your sword to keep your family. He determined to cause their downfall, to gain position on the earth and establish his kingdom here in opposition to God. Capturing Eve, curiosity, Satan engaged her in artful conversation, holding before her chance to think like God himself, drifting farther into the trap for Eve, Eve forgot that trusting God, what the word? Trusting, was her greatest hands against evil. The devil always took immortality, promised to the first couple on condition to obedience, was forfeited by distrust. But Satan was not enough for you and for me. Satan is not enough for Adam and Eve. After the fall of Adam and Eve, our first parents, Satan instructed his angel, what? His angel, because he was falling here. Not only Satan, half of the angels was falling over here to make a special effort to foster the belief that humans are natural, immortal. Are we immortal? At the same time, he thought that the sinner would be an eternal misery. Okay? Because my uncle, like called that Tio, my auntie is Tia. So they are priest and nun. So my aunt's house is where near the church. The church is open morning until night. People can come in. And I see one lady from that doorstep. He will walk in his knee, in her knee, to the altar and kiss the feet of Jesus. After that, he offered the candles. So the loved ones will go to heaven or where? Purgatorio or hills. That's the greatest deception. That's what I believe. But Jesus said, no, I love you. Open your eyes. The theory of immortality of the soul was one of those false doctrines that Rome, borrowing from paganism, incorporated into religion in Christendom. Martin Luther classed it with a monstrous fable that formed part of the Roman doghill of decretals. My sister, the better we know the truth about death, the more prepared we will be when faced the undeniable impersonation of the dead loved ones. Because the coming of the Lord is near, Satan will do his power. The only things that we can prepare, is this the safeguard for you? This is the only safeguard that we can do. Every revival, spiritual godliness, arose Satan to more intense activity. He is putting forth for almost effort now for the final struggle against Christ and against his follower. Uh-huh. Because in Isaiah 8:20, where Naya read really nice, to the law and to the testimony, if they do not speak according to his word, it is because what? There is no light in them. There is no light on them. So it is the first and the highest duty for every rational being to learn from the Bible what is truth and then walk in its light. When you know the truth, walk on it. When you develop your faith, you serve the Lord faithfully. You have to develop your faith to the Lord and encourage one another to follow his example. Point everything to Jesus, not me. Uh-huh. We need to store Christ's teaching and promises in our mind so the Holy Spirit will be able to bring them to your remembrance when we need them. If you don't put storage in our brain, how can the Holy Spirit remind you? God has given us this word, everything. We need to live for Him and grow spiritually. Do you know your tomorrow? I don't know my tomorrow. And I talked to my sister, Maria, one before he was sick. You know this song, I Don't Know About Tomorrow. You can sing with me, my brother and sister, because I don't know. Do you know your tomorrow? I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from the sunshine, for its sky may turn to gray. I don't worry o'er the future, for I know what Jesus said. And today I'll walk beside Him, for He knows what lies ahead. Many things about tomorrow, but the greatest kind impending conflict, this is my last one, in Revelation 12:17, the dragon was engaged with the woman, and he went to make war with his rest of her offspring, who keep what? The commandments of God that have a testimony of Christ. So this is the last chapters of our life, because I don't know. From the very beginning of the great controversy in heaven, Satan was tried to overthrow God's law. The last great conflicts between truth and error will be only the last engagements in the long-standing war between Christ and who? And Satan, concerning the validity of Christ's commandments. The world is now entering upon this battle. The struggle between religion of the Bible, what I say, between religion of the Bible and the religion of tradition and fable, where you stand. You have to be rooted in the Word. No error accepted by the Christian world strike more boldly against the authority of heaven. none is more pernicious in its result than the idea of prevalent in today's world, that God's law is no longer binding to the men and women. The disobedience of God is unimportant to this world. Are you obedient to the word of God? Because the world today in your society, when you're around, when the pathfinders walk, when we give tracts for the men's ministry, I was praying because when we went over there, the guy inside the car, we went over there and pathfinder gave. And he said, I don't believe in God. And we pray right away. And he was saying, we will see who Jesus is. And I said, Lord, I pray for the 10 days prayer. I put his name. I don't know that man. I put that name. He is one of the seven person. I know God can reach him. He reads me as I am. He can reach that person. You have somebody that you desire. You're praying for your desire. You know your heart. God knows. In great controversies, through the two greatest error of immortality, that's the first deception of the soul, and the Sunday sacredness, Satan will attempt to bring the people under his deception. The first lay the foundation of spiritualism. I heard before, you know, I don't know how to comprehend. So I went, do you know what is spiritualism? Can you give me what's the meaning of spiritualism? So I cheat. I look at in dictionary because I don't know what is spirit. I understand spiritualism. I said, oh, they have spirit of God. They're dancing over there. You know? Oh-ho. But it's not. Okay. I believe that the spirit of the dead people can communicate with living people. That's the biggest thing that the devil will do now for you. If you don't have the word of God, we will be tempted too. We will be deceived. Mm-hmm. And later create a bond of sympathy in the room. Protestants, forgive me if you are here, Protestants. I'm not dealing each of you, but the organization, okay, because I am there too, okay. The Protestants in the United States will be foremost to searching their hand across the Gulf, the hand of spiritualism. They will reach over abyss to clasp their hands with the Roman power, and under the influence of this threefold union, this country, your country, will follow in the footsteps of the Rome in trumping of the righteous, of the right of conscience. My brother, we are in the last days. Mm-hmm. Now, in Ellen G. White says, you can read with me if you want, because I have a hard time some of the words that I have to pronounce it. In controversy, Great Controversy 5:9-2, to those honor the Bible Sabbath will be denounced as the enemy of what? Of the law and order, as breaking down the modern resistance of society, causing monarchy and cooperation, and calling down the judgment of God upon the earth. Now, we will read together. How about that? Okay, can we read together? Those who honor the Bible Sabbath will be denounced as enemy of the law and order, as breaking down the moral restraints of society, causing anarchies and corruption and calling down the judgments of God upon the earth. Their consciousness scruples, the obstinacy, stubbornness, and contempt of the authority, they will be caused this dysfunction. Thank you. See, we're learning. Like in the Sabbath school, in the back, okay? We read together. We help together. Okay. We need to keep preparing our minds and our heart now for the intense spiritual struggle that will take place before, just before Jesus comes. In Revelation 16:17, then the seventh angel poured out his bowl into the air, and a loud voice came out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, what? It is done. When the protection of human law shall be withdrawn from those who honor the law of God, there will be simultaneously news movement all over the world for their destruction. As the time specified in the decree for the death penalty to take effect draws near, the godless will conspire to be root out this hated dissident. They will determine to strike and deceive, blow in a single night that will utter silent and hate voice of these people. As the angry multitude was about to carry out the death decree against God's people, the rainbow. What I say? The rainbow shined with the glory from the throne of God, seemed to encircle its praying company. Are you a praying person? How long did you kneel and talk to your God? God wants the 10% in your tithe. 10%. But God wants 10% in your time. 24 hours. What is the 20% of 24 hours? 2 hours and what? Yes. God wants your time. 2 hours and 40 minutes. He wants you. Because when the day is that, when Jesus was tempted after his baptism, he said to the devil, it is written, it is written. Can you quote the Bible? So he needs you. 10% of your time. Not only the 10% of your money. He wants your 10% of your time too. He said, but he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live but by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God. That's Matthew 4:4. My highest desire should be among God's faithful people when Jesus comes. What is your highest desire? What is your highest desire? If you want to renew or dedicate your time, we can pray. I invite you, as invite Jesus, when I see my Jesus. Jesus and me. Jesus in my life. Who is Jesus in your life? I invite you to come in the front. We will pray about. Don't look others. It's you and the Lord. If there are any burdens in your heart, you can come and we can pray. We can give that to the Lord because He cares for you.